welcome everybody to the Stefano's Magic, where every episode is a journey inside the enchanting world of Disney. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Nicole.
And we're back.
Back.
It's been
from
a while.
The best.
It's been a while. We took a little vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We all got sick. And now we're back and better than ever.
I didn't get sick on the vacation.
No?
You did.
I did. Sinus infection.
Yeah.
All the time. Mm-hmm. Every time, sinus infection. Never fails.
Yeah. Trying never to go. Scramble to get NyQuil to the resort. It's like every time.
But we had an awesome vacation. And I'm sure eventually we'll do a podcast breaking that down. But when we were away, it seems like a bunch of stuff broke. A bunch of news broke.
Yeah.
But before we get into the news, let's talk about our brand.
Mm-hmm.
You can support us by joining our Patreon. The link is right here. We had an episode, a very special episode of Creator's Corner.
Oh my God, so good.
A long episode of Creator's Corner
mm-hmm.
with the one and only Bree Love, who is amazing. Like spirit animal, 2 hours long.
I wanted to pop 2 hours and say hi, but I was sick.
Yeah, but check it out. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome insight. Some of the most genuine, well thought out answers. It was just.
I feel like watching it back because I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it. I didn't say it. Like I saw the edit the night before.
Yeah.
And I feel like he's like my spirit animal. He's
yeah,
like, I was depressed in New York. I'm like, I'm depressed in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, like.
And we talked for 3 hours. We recorded 2 hours of it. We legit talked for three
yeah.
hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were just chatting. What a guy. Definitely check that out. We are now official affiliates of Lost Bros.
Mm-hmm.
Link is in the bio. Save 15%
I love their shirts.
On Lost Bros. That happened like right before we left.
I know.
And as we announced on Creator's Corner, we have our June guest book. We actually have our May guest book too.
Mm-hmm.
The May guest, we're going to confirm next week once the dates are set.
Right.
The June guest is Emma from All Ears. So
yeah.
All Ears will be returning, which we're super, super excited for.
They're just so genuinely nice.
Yes.
Like they
amazing
respond.
People.
They, and even in the parks, they're like, come, stop.
Yep.
Like if you see us, please stop. When you see like when you see a content creator, I mean, we've only seen a couple, but like my instant thought is like, don't bother them. They
yep.
like they'll get annoyed. Leave them alone. Like they're working, you
yeah.
know, but they're like, no, even watching their video yesterday, please stop and see us. You make our day.
That's amazing.
You know,
and that's amazing.
And I'm a shy person, though, like and it takes a lot for me. I mean, Anthony's just like, hey,
yeah.
when we saw Amaro, he was like, hey, Nate. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I literally, it was our first content trip. I wanted to hide behind the trash can.
Nah, you had to just be.
But they're like real people.
They're
you
real
have
people.
To like forget like.
They do what we do.
Yeah.
It's just they're a lot more popular.
Right.
That's all it is. But they are so genuine and I'm so excited to interview Emma and eventually more of the All Ears team. We have other guests lining up. I'm telling you, we are going to have a nice list of guests
mm-hmm.
throughout the summer. But also. We didn't release too many vlogs.
I mean,
we got the Polynesian one coming soon. We just
right,
released
we just
the Animal
did
Kingdom.
Two resort tours. We couldn't do any in park because we knew
spring break was crazy.
Spring break was. I mean, we had Easter Sunday in Magic Kingdom, but it was like I don't know our family day, and
yeah.
we rode the rides with the kids.
Yep.
I mean, I guess we could have, but
it wouldn't have been.
I don't know.
I
we
don't
didn't want to get stopped. Like it's different when you live there and you're just like go through.
Or if we just go on our parent trips like that.
Right. But like we didn't want to pack the batteries and be stopped. And like
that's
it takes a lot. You
that's
know?
In August. August, there's going to be tons of content. And
yeah.
I'm super excited for that. Maybe a weekend before that, we just have to see how flights are. Flights are very expensive right now.
I know.
Nightmare
I'm
flights.
Like trying to manifest a Saturday literally to Sunday.
Yeah.
Just overnight just so I could preview Tiana because it's
and
like.
And that's the breaking news. So let's. There
right.
we go.
All,
Disney,
these,
all the stuff came out with Tiana. Two gift shops.
Yeah. But wait, we're annual pass holders. They're
yeah.
opening like to thank us.
Yes.
They're having the lounge open.
Yep.
The magnet. And we miss this stuff all the time because they're not there.
But the
know?
Annual pass preview too will be for Tiana's and everyone's thinking the end of May for that
right.
based off rumors.
Definitely with that license plate that they shared is
yeah.
the date. It's going to be like Memorial Day weekend and then all of June for annual pass, July 7th set to open
yeah.
for everyone.
Hopefully
and
July
does
7th.
That.
They haven't given any dates though.
All
they've given
Easter
all
eggs.
The info. They've given we've seen all the animatronics and they look
yeah.
unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Like they look unreal.
Louie, he looked like not Louie.
Yeah.
Is that the big
Gator?
Is that his name?
Yeah, Louis.
Oh, he looks like my favorite. But you'll see him as soon as you go in.
Yeah.
And they said he's like Santa Claus. He's like bouncing. Jolly, happy, you know. He'll get the party going.
It's going to be a party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm super excited for Tiana. Super excited for Tiana.
I feel like Tiana is getting so much, though. The beignets. Yep. Just her in 1900 Park Fair. Her, the gumbo. Like,
let's be real. I mean, I think that land's probably going to turn more into a very...
like New jazz, Orleans, New Orleans. Based,
and I'm good with that.
Me too.
You know, I
like
think...
like Disneyland.
It's needed. It's definitely needed.
Well, they're getting two new stores, which we... that was like talk because they released it to Disneyland a couple weeks ago. They just broke yesterday. We are getting two stores. Critters Op, I think, is one called. Mm. So we're getting two new stores.
Yeah.
I think the whole new playground's getting a refurb.
Aren't they getting rid of the gun thing in Frontierland, I heard?
Oh, yeah. They're getting rid of that. Yeah.
That's where I went blank. But there's so much stuff coming to Disney World that is needed because Disneyland's getting so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Disneyland Paris had this big thing yesterday. They're changing the name
of
stuff.
That's
it looks
a lot.
Fantastic. It makes me so excited for D23. Mm-hmm. It's an exciting time to be a Disney
fan. And that's
fan.
In August.
Yeah.
But people to get D23 tickets, did you hear about the whole mess?
No.
Oh, my God. It was like hours.
Yeah.
I saw Tracker. He said it took him hours to get through the queue. They said they were sold out. Then they were selling third-party tickets on Amazon. They're like, we're not going to honor them unless you buy them through D23.
Wow. Speaking of Tracker.
Because people want to go. It's a huge.
Yes. It's going to be like one of the most groundbreaking announcement years ever. Speaking of Tracker.
Mm-hmm.
They went to 1900 Park Fair.
Yeah.
And our good friends, Danny and Bill, were
couple
in the video.
Couple park hoppers.
Couple park hoppers were in the video. So shout out to them. That's awesome. But 1900 Park Fair opened. And I have to go.
I have to go. And I just like, don't. I think dinner, though.
The funny thing is everyone's like, why is it Aladdin and Mirabelle and Cinderella and Tiana? But when they opened, it all came together. They're all wishmakers.
The Pinocchio wishing star thing that goes off, their little bit. But instant tears.
It's all wishmakers. So that's why they're all
exactly.
In there.
Yes. I mean, people think it doesn't fit at the Grand Flow. But
it fits.
I don't know.
It fits.
I want to go just because they say the vibe feels like you're on the Disney Wish.
The interactions were just unbelievable.
That's what they said. I mean, I watched four reviews. They said best Disney character interaction to date.
Yep.
That they have and best buffet.
Yeah.
And people pick dinner. And usually you don't pick dinner for buffets.
We're going to have to try it. We might try it.
But Grand Flow, everything is elevated. So I knew it would be. We loved it when we went, when it was Alice.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. Mad Hatter, Alice. It is definitely something you're going to have to check out.
But this is like all happening within like 2-3 weeks.
I know. Everything's kind of exploding here.
But then wait, this week will be dates of the Halloween party.
Yeah.
That come out. Like Disney just.
They're hitting us with news. And when we were away, we read that they finally pulled the permits for What's Beyond Big Thunder. And here's the theme of the episode. We're going to talk about what we think should go beyond Big Thunder. So let's get into it after this short break.
So what's coming beyond Big Thunder? That's been the big question looming since they teased it in June at the little D23 they had in Orlando at the Contemporary.
The only thing that came true on that is that Encanto is coming to Hollywood Studios. That is confirmed.
Right,
Animal Kingdom.
That just gets Encanto the ball rolling now, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they confirmed that it's going to be Encanto and then Indiana Jones.
In Animal Kingdom.
Retheme.
By Dinoland.
Yes. Joe Rohde has been seen going into the Imagineering.
Yes, that's like, all good news, too.
And he retired, so he's back in
that's
it.
Amazing.
And if you, I'm sorry, go to this park. Best detailed park in Disney.
It is.
I will fight this until I die.
Yeah.
Like, it is the most beautiful Disney park we have.
Yeah, I think it's very detailed. It's very detailed. But how detailed is Beyond Big Thunder going to be? Because with all these options that they're giving
listen,
us, some of them I don't like. So we'll go down the list.
Do we want to get into what they're teasing and then what we think?
What they're teasing.
Okay.
What they're teasing.
What they teased originally was Villain's Land.
Which, do it.
Everyone's been asking for Villain's Land. Which maybe still might. They must be keeping that hush-hush right now. You know?
But that would be awesome. A place where you can go meet villains. Villain rides.
Mm-hmm.
Just a whole different aspect of like, there's not too much villain stuff in the park. Like Gaston has the bun and the, you know what I mean? Like he has like a restaurant kind of, like a quick service. There's not many villains.
Magic Kingdom desperately is in need of this expansion.
Yes, absolutely.
You know?
And we love it there, but it's just, you do it, and if you keep doing it, it's just the same. And you see all these other parks getting stuff. You see Japan with their Beauty and the Beast ride.
Right, and Frozen.
While we love Enchanted Tales with Bells, with Belle, like, why do they have that beautiful immersive ride where you're doing Be Our Guest and we have, okay, you're so gonna have story time. So that everyone goes
to different parks. That's why.
It's very hard to get to Japan. I understand if it was in California.
Yeah.
It's very hard to get to Japan.
YOLO.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I'm just kidding. But for real, they did the Villains Land. They teased Coco Land, right?
Yes, Coco Land.
And Encanto. But I think
that's got to be scrapped, right?
I don't know. Maybe Coco.
Why wouldn't they put Coco in Animal Kingdom too?
I mean, Coco is huge in Disneyland. We need some love for this Coco. I mean, come on.
It's like my favorite. Legit top three movie. I love it. Right. Why is there no love for it?
But then I'm thinking, like, do they do dupes from Disneyland? What they already have, what we don't have. Or maybe bring back Toontown.
Yeah.
Like, my mind starts rolling.
Yeah. What's another option that they have?
Just this past week, they said Radiator Springs. Cars. A ride. Not the land, though. And people love it, though. Even if you're not
Can't
a car
you just
fan.
Get rid of Tomorrowland Speedway and put that there? I don't know what the ride looks like.
I don't know.
Can't you just get rid of the Speedway?
The ride looks really cool, though.
Get rid of the Speedway. Get rid of the Speedway, then.
No, it fits in with all, like, Big Thunder, like, all... I think that's a strong possibility. Look, you got to watch the ride.
I know, but I'm...
And people love that ride.
I'm going to tell you
it's a roller coaster.
In my heart of heart what I think it is later, because I really think that they're going to do this at every single park, because it's so big.
Right.
But... I'm and cool then with possible. That, but they want like something with Woody.
Woody-themed attraction.
Because a Woody-themed attraction.
Because it's Western. Like, they're trying to keep with the Western theme going beyond Big Thunder.
Here's my issue with that. You have a Toy Story Land.
I don't know.
We want something different.
I get it.
Like, put the Woody ride in Toy Story Land. I get it. It's Western. But how Western is it when right before you go Western, you're in the bayou?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You know what I mean?
So that's like, just what they have teased this past week.
If they're expanding it to make it Western, then why even change Splash Mountain? Mm-hmm. I mean, the I know why you changed Splash Mountain, but why change the whole theme? You could have just did a new song.
I don't think Woody will go. I think Cars will, because that whole thing fits in with the way Big Thunder looks. Like, Cars Land,
remember when
that ride looks like Big Thunder, kind of. Like, all brown, and it will fit right there.
I thought, like... you know, Zootopia Land was mentioned for Animal Kingdom, which would have been really cool.
Right.
I'm very glad that Encanto and Indiana Jones is going there. It's to get rid of Dinoland.
The blueprints, though?
Yeah, the blueprints came out. But it leaves you desiring something for Magic Kingdom. Magic Kingdom is your number one park. When people say, I'm going to Disney World.
What do you think?
They go to the castle.
Right.
And for a while now, I know we got Tron and we got the ride Tron. And it's awesome.
I liked it.
Kind of think it should be in Epcot or Hollywood Studios.
Where Disney puts anything.
Kind of think they could go in those two parks, but it's amazing.
I think Magic Kingdom needed that, though.
But that is another ride that we didn't have that was moved here.
Right, but you don't think it ties into Tomorrowland? I do.
It does, but I'm just saying we haven't had like new in Magic Kingdom.
Right. Well, yeah. I don't think we're going to get... Well, maybe new, but I don't...
A land, you're going to have new rides. Mm-hmm. You have to have new rides in a land. It just, if they just build a land and there's no rides in it, you're wasting space. Like, I know Magic Kingdom has all the heavy hitter rides, but that's exactly what I mean. Like, you go to Disney World to go to Magic Kingdom. Once you go to Disney World, you fall in love with Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
You fall in love with Animal Kingdom. You fall in love with Hollywood Studios. And going to Disney World means something different.
Mm-hmm.
But for the casual vacationers that are going for 10, 12 days because they're doing it every 5 years or maybe once in a lifetime, the castle is what they think of.
Right.
Every time you see Disney, you see the castle.
Right. And I think...
So they need to pump up Magic Kingdom to be on par with the, you know... All of the other Disneylands across the globe.
But they see that. So that's why that's like $10 billion.
It's like pumped up on steroids. Mm-hmm. Like, the castles are bigger. The rides are better. The pirates. I love our pirates.
Our castle is big. What are you talking about?
But the pirates
are
based off the movie. I'm just saying, like.
Everything has gotten more immersive and just better. Like,
you can't walk through our castle. You can walk through other places' castles.
Yeah.
It's a ride almost. You walk through. You see all the stuff. Like, it's just we're lacking.
Right.
That kind of stuff. We're getting a lot of, hey, this is reimagined. Cool. hey, this is from a different park, but now it's moving here. Cool. But when are you going to say, hey, Magic Kingdom, it's time to have something new? And that's why my fear is, and I'm going to say it now, as exciting as I would be, I think they're going to do Frozen.
I think they're manifesting to do more princess stuff.
I think they're going to do Frozen.
Maybe. Because I don't know.
They've put Frozen in like two parks with, I think, another park getting it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to put Frozen everywhere because Frozen is their meal ticket. It is their biggest franchise that they have.
Or what about the new expansion they're doing in Hong Kong, like Fantasyland? Like all Peter Pan inspired.
That's cool.
So maybe that. I don't know.
But I think Frozen is too big to just have one little spot in Epcot.
This is all too much for me to go back. I just need confirmation in August.
Yeah.
What are you bringing to us?
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, you tease this and then that's it. Like, because these blue sky things sometimes never come to the lands. Like, they just throw them out there, get excited. Because I really hope Villains Land.
Yes.
Like, honestly.
All right. And we're going to talk about what Villains Land might look like, right? Mm-hmm. Let's dive deep into it. What Frozen would look like. We kind of know what Frozen would look like. But what Villains Land would look like. What Coco will look like. I have another blue sky idea.
Oh.
And we'll get into that. But we'll take a short break because we want to promote Magical Alerts. And you're going to hear the little Magical Alert ad play after this. But I want to tell you, we took our princess, our baby, to Bippity Boppity Boutique all because of Magical Alerts.
And I scored them 8:30 in the morning, Easter Sunday.
Yep.
In Magic Kingdom.
And
that was the best experience.
It was unbelievable. So I can't say enough amazing things about Magical Alerts because we got alerts
for
dinner.
I got a lot for that.
But we got alerts for Bippity Bop Boutique, which made it just the most memorable day in Magic Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So after these words from me talking about how great Magical Alerts is, we are going to go back into we're going to Imagineer, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Let's Imagineer right after this short break. Do you need help getting a Disney dining or experience reservation? If so, you need to set up a Magical Alert. Magical Alerts is a service that searches available dining and experience reservations 24/7 and automatically sends you a text once a reservation is available. They are super quick and you just click the link in the text to go to the Disney site and reserve your spot. Try them out today at magicalalerts.com. Use the promo code DS2024 when you sign up, and you'll get one free alert added to your account. So let's talk about Villains Land.
Let's talk about Villains Land.
let's talk about it. What rides? What do you think could go there? What do you think it could be themed
Jesus,
after?
Jesus, my mind. Maleficent.
Yes. That's where I go. A Maleficent ride.
Yes.
That's kind of where I go.
Ursula, maybe something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jafar.
There's a lot of good villains.
Like, you could have a really cool Jafar ride with snakes and stuff. That's the thing. Or is it just a land with meet and greets and it's dark there and it's like, is it another?
But then would that be
obviously
scary?
Different, but what does Galaxy's Edge have? Two rides?
Mm-hmm.
You can get away with two rides and just make
but
the land amazing.
But they said this expansion is going to be bigger, if not as big. Bigger, if not bigger than, what's it called?
Galaxy's Edge.
So that's huge. And then this is going to, how long did it take for them to make Galaxy's Edge?
A while, but quicker than Epcot.
Oh, yeah.
So
this expansion probably would take quite some time.
It's going to take time, and that's fine.
Permits are filed, though.
Yeah, but like, what are we looking for in a Villain's Land? Like, obviously, we want to ride.
What do you think? Like, the Evil Queen?
I think. Is the Evil Queen
the Snow White
ride in Disneyland?
Did they say that's scary?
Why don't it's Villains Land? Mm-hmm. Bring it back like to this century. You don't have to have the nostalgia of it being one of the first rides, and just do an Evil Queen Snow White haunted ride.
Right,
like that would be cool. Gaston's not really like a scary villain,
right? Jafar's scary.
Jafar's scary. Like you could do like haunted rides with some of these villains. Mm-hmm. Ernesto de la Cruz.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I need more stuff for Coco, though.
I need more stuff. Like, I think Ernesto de la Cruz is such a great bad
guy. Like a
guy.
Coco ride they teased?
Yes.
I mean, I kind of feel like there's a strong potential for Coco still to come.
I hope so. I mean, I would love that. I don't think we're going to get it. I honestly think we're getting Frozen. I really do. But, like, for Villains Land to succeed, you're going to need a ride. But what does it look like? You know what I mean? Because all villains are different.
Right. Well, they had showed the blue sky pictures back in June. So
I need
very
to
dark and.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Dark and probably fog.
I get Halloween vibes.
Yes. Which is great because we love Disney at Halloween. But like, I'm trying to think of what other what other villains could go in there.
What's his name from Hercules?
Oh, I forget.
Hades.
Hades.
Yeah.
Hades. Yeah.
I mean, well, the ship. This is totally off. The cruise ship is gonna do a villain's theme.
Yeah.
The newest one is it the treasure? No, not the treasure.
The one after.
The one the after that. Yeah. yeah. After so the they're treasure. Doing the villain stuff.
Yeah.
Because people like Disney fans love the villains, and they've been teasing for years. I mean, begging for years for something to come to Magic Kingdom or just Disney in general.
They have great villains. Mm-hmm. There's great villains, but like I'm just trying to think of how Scar ties in to.
Oh yeah, Scar.
You know what I mean? How does that tie into Ursula?
Right.
Who ties into Maleficent? Who ties into Ernesto de la Cruz?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Hard the theme. Now, if anyone could do it, it's Imagineers. Disney Imagineers. Here's my thing. Like, I personally think you need to lean into the princess thing.
Mm-hmm. I think they will.
It is Magic Kingdom. There's a castle.
Right.
Lean into it.
Right.
Now, maybe.
But with the whole princesses thing, come villains.
The whole thing's kind of princess land, right? Mm-hmm. Magic Kingdom. Why don't you kind of make a princess land? Why don't you give us a Rapunzel ride?
Well,
why don't you give us
too.
A Beauty and the Beast ride? Now, I know they have the Beauty and the Beast corner, but why don't you give us a Beauty and the Beast ride? Why don't you give us a Rapunzel ride? Why don't you give us a Snow White ride? There's a lot of stuff in Magic Kingdom about princesses, but not many princess rides.
Right.
Like, Snow White isn't the Snow White ride. It's the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about...
Like, Rapunzel bathrooms.
Rapunzel bathroom. Ariel has a ride.
I mean, I like the Belle little
Story
walk.
Time with Belle.
I like that.
What?
I like that.
Yeah, but I'm
right.
thinking like Rapunzel.
There's no like ride.
Think what
ride.
You can do with Rapunzel and the lanterns. Mm-hmm. Think about how amazing that ride is.
Well, they just teased the whole new Rapunzel
think
land.
If they do Coco, they're going to do it in Epcot. And they're going to replace Three Caballeros. And they're going to
The ride.
That's personally what I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think me and Brie Love talked off air about that.
Right.
That's what we think might happen. Mm-hmm. Where it's like they'll put Coco there because it's in Mexico. Like, it's pretty much, it's Coco when you walk in, and then that ride, you can use the bones, and you could do a great water ride.
True.
Right? So I think that's where that would go. But it's like, you're going to lean into princesses. There's a castle.
And
give
I
us more princess rides.
Right.
Rides. Like, not meet and greets. Not, just give us princess-themed rides. That Snow
Which
White ride
might.
Looks amazing.
I mean, who's getting the Rapunzel land? They just teased that.
Yeah.
I don't, who's
Is that
getting
China?
That? I don't know, or Paris. I forget.
I don't know. But they're all getting these cool lands.
Right.
And we're kind of like, oh, what are we going to get? I still think it's Frozen. I really, in my heart of hearts, I think it's like, we're going to put Frozen there.
Yeah.
And I could be totally wrong. And I kind of hope I am because, you know, I want something new to Magic Kingdom. I don't want a refurbished land that's been done before.
Right.
But so, I feel like it's going to be
I think
Frozen.
We'll get something new now.
Do you?
Maybe. I don't know.
If you had the bet right now, what are you picking?
I really kind of think like if we're doing princesses,
yeah.
I thought Frozen for the longest time, but then I'm thinking maybe Rapunzel.
I don't think we're going to get Rapunzel.
No.
No. I don't think she gets enough love. It's just about time that Tiana gets like, so Tiana has one. A princess ride's about to open.
Yeah.
Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a hint that they're going to make it more princessy.
Maybe.
But so
I've
Tiana
really
and
done.
Ariel, what other princess have rides? And maybe I'm missing it.
In Magic Kingdom.
Yes.
There's the Ariel.
Yep.
Tiana's getting her ride.
Story time with Belle.
There's no Snow White. There's no Cinderella.
No Cinderella, just a castle.
Nothing for Sleeping Beauty.
Mm-mm.
Nothing for Pocahontas, Mulan, nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so you're right.
But what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could put Coco.
But then them teasing the Cars ride, it makes me think that they're just going to do completely no princess stuff. And just keep a Western theme.
And
I
kind of like what you said. Every princess needs a villain. So maybe that's why Villains Land fits in.
Maybe.
But it's just so hard to know where they're going to go and how it's going to make sense.
It really
sense.
Is. Because they throw these ideas out here and then they like totally.
Because like how's it going to make sense to go from the Bayou to the Western to Villains Land?
Well, because you got to watch Cars Land. I mean.
I know. But I'm saying if it's Villains Land, how does that.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Like you're going to have to retheme Tom Sawyer. You're like. These are stuff that you're going to just have to retheme to make sense now.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know. Everything's like up in the air.
Yes.
So
that's why it's blue sky.
So your team, what? What do you want?
What do I want?
Right. Villains?
Princess Land.
Oh.
I want more princess rides mm-hmm. for kids because you can put more in Epcot, Animal Kingdom, and Hollywood Studios. that is your Princess Park.
I think more princess stuff.
What I think it's going to be 100% is Frozen. I think Frozen's going to go there. That is my guess, because I think it was supposed to be Coco and Encanto. Encanto shifted over to Animal Kingdom. I think you see Coco shift over to Epcot. Mm-hmm. Just what I'm thinking.
Who knows?
I if I'm betting today, I'm betting Frozen. And I have no idea. But this is just what my heart's telling me. What about you?
Right, because they haven't even teased anything of Frozen.
No.
Nothing. Which is... They're going to tie in, like, the car. I think Radiator Springs car ride will come. And I think maybe something tied into Villains.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you? Because it's the Princess Park, so they're going to expand it with the villains. Because when you think princess, you think villain. There's always a villain to come with the princess.
Yeah, I just don't. The Cars thing is going to be cool, but like you have.
Or maybe Coco.
You have Tomorrowland Speedway just sitting there, and it's a stinker of a ride. Get rid of it.
Because sometimes you don't know what Disney will put in their parks. Because like Hollywood Studios, what are you? What kind of park are you? So maybe they do put Coco in Magic Kingdom.
You don't know.
You really don't know.
You don't know.
Like, it would be logistically smart to do 3 Caballeros, 2 Coco, but I don't.
But then I don't want to get rid of that ride, though.
Right, but then I don't think they would even do that.
Like, I don't want to get rid of that ride. I don't. I love that ride. Yeah. Like, let's not keep getting rid of rides because you have enough land to expand.
Right. Save the rides.
Yeah, save the rides. Save the rides. And after this short break, we are going to send it home and give some other info about what's coming up for us. We have a lot of podcast ideas coming up, mm-hmm. and we'll be right back. So with all the fun stuff we have coming up, Emma, the May guest, booking out other guests, we really want to do more Patreon stuff. And we had a really fun March.
Right.
We did a bunch of like March Madness brackets. Mm-hmm. So we're going to keep doing special Patreon content that we'll start recording again this week as we now are back. And we feel better. Mm-hmm. So please go join our Patreon. We have a bunch of podcast ideas. Like,
yeah,
we went, and we're just going to give you a little intro to the next one. We went during spring break. Easter Sunday, we rope dropped.
It was a dream.
We rode everything. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, worst park day I've ever had.
Yeah. It was bad. We got
so
we didn't do Genie Plus. We were going to.
Is Genie Plus worth it? Mm-hmm. I think our opinion has kind of changed. So we're going to get into that. That'll be next week's episode. Is Genie Plus worth it? We finally got to stay at our dream resort, which you'll see the vlog dropping probably in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Is Paying Deluxe worth it? That's going to be a podcast idea. Anything that you guys want to hear, put it in the comments. We would love to pick your brains and see what kind of content, what you want us to talk about. Another big thing for us is now we're available on audio.
Mm-hmm. Spotify.
Yep. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google. I think what I'm going to do is this episode will come out, and then 2 days later, audio will get it. Mm-hmm. YouTube has been our home base. We're trying to grow our YouTube.
Yeah.
Just like the Bree Love interview, we recorded it. It dropped Friday. It'll be out Tuesday for audio listeners.
Right.
This will probably come out Monday, and then Wednesday or Thursday it will be available for audio listeners because we want YouTube to be the first option.
Right.
Because we set up this beautiful shelf for you guys to look at. Any final thoughts on what's happening with Disney World right now?
I know. I think it's an exciting time for the company. I think all these speculations of all this money that they're putting into it, and I think Magic Kingdom is going to be a huge... Because we heard all about all the other parks, but Magic Kingdom is definitely the park that, and Animal Kingdom, that are going to get these two huge new lands.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited.
Yeah.
Like, as a Disney nerd, all this stuff excites me. Like, they tease these things, and I'm like, I need to know more. I need to know more. Then I see Joe Rohde going into the Imagineering.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I'm like, oh, my God. Like, he is the man of Animal Kingdom.
It makes
Kingdom.
Me so excited for Animal Kingdom. It right, really does.
But
because
then this means
Dinoland is such a, it's such a stupid land.
But if he has any help into helping that land,
yeah,
it's going to be stunning.
I mean, like, the 3D models of it look
like they were literally in the land, these Americas going in, and this is how they do their research.
Yes.
Like,
they were there for
go
what, like,
full in.
Yeah, like months, they said, right?
Months.
So I'm excited to see what it looks like. Is there going to be an Encanto ride?
Right. I'm excited for Tiana to open.
Isn't that
like the most exciting for me?
Oh, and we forgot to mention there's a drone show. The drone show is finally coming.
But Disney Springs. Why Disney Springs?
Yeah, I don't know. Why? No clue. Disney Springs.
Well, whatever, a drone show. They had one years ago.
Yeah, I'm excited to see it. If it's anything like Disneyland Paris, bring it to the kingdom. Although I can say I can watch Happily Ever After every night because we pretty much did.
Wait, I did 3 nights and I cried every single time. I'm like, yep. Nicole, what are you doing?
We watched it from our resort.
It was so good. And that song, I don't care, is catchy.
The mashup, the melody of it all.
It's just so good.
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy they went back.
Yeah.
From Enchanted to
yes.
Enchantment to that.
Yes. But yeah.
What are you excited for?
That's the drone show, honestly. I'm super excited.
Tiana's, that's my number one because that's Tiana's happening.
Tiana's is number one.
They tease every day there's something.
What I'm excited for is D23 so we can finally get some answers.
Yeah.
And what I'm excited for is our next episode because mm-hmm. I'm having so much fun doing this. Mm-hmm. So if you like what you see.
And we're sorry, though, for the lack of, you know, like, in-park content because we didn't do a lot this trip.
It was a family vacation.
It was a family vacation.
I want to focus on the children and what they wanted to do.
Right. It's hard when it's a family vacation.
We went to Universal. I might do a little special show on Patreon with Ella talking about what Universal was like, Harry Potter. But
Mommy had the best day at the resort in Disney Springs.
We really apologize for not doing the in-park content, but this is why the podcast exists, so we can give you our Disney content. And I'm telling you, once we get into the park, I think we're going to go full grind mode.
Right.
I think you're going to get like 5 or 6 vlogs from that whole weekend.
Yeah, and we have like different styles we're going to do.
Yes,
you know?
We're going to do like, can we beat the wait time?
Right.
We're going to do pick a card.
Like posted wait time, actual wait time.
Yeah.
You know?
So we got a lot of fun ideas coming. But if you like this video, comment, like, subscribe, share it with a friend. If you're on Spotify, leave a 5-star review. Spotify, Apple, you can leave a 5-star review. Tell them why you love the podcast. It helps put it in the algorithm.
Yeah.
And if you want more of us, patreon.com. It really goes a long way. It helps us a lot. But thank you guys so much for your patience. We hope you enjoy everything we're doing with Creators Corner, with vlogs, and with this podcast. And we will see you next week. Peace out.